It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Holdovers, the latest sideways reunion between Paul Giamatti and director Alexander Payne, and it's almost as profound as that film. In fact, it's one of the best comedies of the year. It's one that knows how to be funny and how to be sentimental while introducing us to characters you think you hate, but then grow to like. The story takes place in the early 70s when Giamatti plays a traditional but unlikable professor at Barton Academy, where he is assigned to look after the students who cannot return home for the holidays. He has a small group at first, but then most of them take off on a skiing trip, while one student has to stay behind while his mother is on a honeymoon with her new husband. He becomes a handful for the professor by trading insults with him, and he's played by newcomer Dominic Sessa. Eventually, the two manage to connect to each other, even though it's a tiptoe process, and Divine Joy Randolph plays the cook who keeps her inner emotions about losing her son in battle. The Holdovers has Payne once again guiding Giamatti with the vulnerabilities to represent his character's strengths and weaknesses. It's also because of the character development between him being unlikable and later the sympathetic. Payne's last film, Downsizing, was good, but not great, while his latest entry is a considerable improvement. It questions the personalities of the characters whom you think you want nothing to do with, but eventually you realize they have unique character studies. This is one of the best films of the year, 4 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.